This is the Average Guy Network, and you have found Home Gadget Geek, show number 406 with just me, recorded on April 11th, 2024. Here on Home Gadget Geeks, we cover all the favorite tech gadgets that find their way into your home. News, reviews, product updates, and conversation, all for the average tech guy. I'm your host, Jim Carlson, broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in a beautiful Bellevue, Nebraska. And of course, we post the show with world-class show notes each week at theAverageGuy.tv. Big thanks to Aaron Lawrence 4 weeks ago. And I took 3 weeks off. I called it spring break. I'll tell you why here in a few minutes, but big thanks to Aaron Lawrence, who joined me 4 weeks ago. And lots of stuff. We covered lots of gadgets on that show. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's theAverageGuy.tv / HGG 604. Available right now. Excuse me. As soon as I get started, my voice would go. 604. And available right now. If you haven't checked it out, check it out with Aaron. Big thanks to our Patreon subscribers as well. Each and every week, even when I take some time off, you guys are faithful. And appreciate that there on Patreon. If you want to be part of the team that helps with that, you can check it out today. TheAverageGuy.tv/Patreon. No, yeah, TheAverageGuy.tv/Patreon. We'll get you there. We got a $5 plan if you want to jump on the support team. And we appreciate you having, we appreciate you doing that and you and being a part of the team. Wow. I seem all of a sudden, maybe the beer wasn't such a good idea to get started on tonight. I didn't bring any water to the, should have brought some water to the desk. I may have to sneak out here for a second and get some. But thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks for being a part of it. I got some updates for you. Welcome Ken and Joe out in the chat room that I can see. And while I've been out for the last 3 weeks, apparently Tony picked up a Tesla. And, you know, John Biggs told me when he retired, he's like, you're going to be sick of me because I'm just going to be at the show every night. Right. And I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And he got a Tesla and then I never see him. I guess he's teaching and some other things, you know? Okay. That's, he's doing the right thing. Tony appears, maybe Tony's fallen into the same trap. I don't see him tonight. I guess I should jump on Twitter, or maybe somebody can jump on Twitter for me and call out John and Tony. Apparently Thursday nights and Teslas are a thing. I don't know. It's okay that they're not here, but congratulations, Tony, on getting your Tesla, and don't let it consume you. We'd love to see you out here on a Thursday night. Okay. So I took a couple weeks, well, 3 weeks off, and I called it spring break, but a great opportunity. I'll be off the 25th as well. I've got an event here at the house, so be back next week and then we're off another week. But hopefully you guys got caught up. For some of you, you were a little bit behind, and this maybe gave you an opportunity to catch up. It was really nice. It was a good opportunity. I tell you why. One, I just needed a break. Work, we had a very busy 2 weeks, and so I needed some time off. But so my taxes were due. It's, you know, today's April 11th, and they're due on Monday. And I had fully intended to do them. I don't know about you or how you do them. But I had fully intended to do them. I was going to take 1 week off. I was going to use that week to do my taxes. And then I was going to be back. And then I didn't do them that weekend. I did everything except the taxes. So I'm sure you've never been this way. But then the next week, I canceled the show and fully intended to do my taxes that weekend and didn't do them. Then last week, I said, okay, one more week of spring break. And then I didn't do them. And this week I finally, like, I got to just get these things done. And I tell you what, the crypto stuff I was worried about. I the last couple years, the tax software has not done a very good job with crypto. It's been hard. You had to import stuff. It didn't know how to handle it. It was messy. And I just remember feeling like, am I doing this right? You know, the last thing you want is the IRS to come out and do an audit, right? And so I just was worried about it. And I couldn't, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, when I get worried about that kind of stuff, I find other things, like I'm going to just vacuum the whole house, or I'm just going to clean out the downstairs fridge, or I'm going to get a root canal, right? You know, you're like anything. And it's not that hard. I was just worried about this crypto section. And I didn't know how I was going to handle it. I usually owe, which is fine. And that's money I got to keep during the year. And so owing is fine, but you know, you hate that. You get a $2,000 or $3,000 bill and you're kind of like, you know, it just feels like you go backwards, right? So this year, very, very surprised. And I don't know about the other tax software services. I use TurboTax. Intuit makes that. This year, and maybe you could do it last year. I don't know. I can't remember, but this year, I think last year you could. The importer wasn't very good, right? I could connect to I use Coinbase. And I think by the way, in the last couple of weeks, crypto, well, let me talk about that in a second. So connect it. You're in TurboTax. I connected it to Coinbase and it pulled in about 500 transactions from 2023. Now I'd done a bunch at the end of the year. I did some taxed harvesting. So I took some crypto, not Ethereum, not Bitcoin, but Tezos that I'd owned. And I had bought that when it was a couple bucks and it had gone down to like a buck. And I was like, okay, maybe it'll benefit me if I do a little taxed harvesting. And so I did that this year and brought it in the software, a couple thousand bucks that I'd lost in that. Now that I sold it and I bought Ethereum. This was in November. Go back and look at the price of Bitcoin or Ethereum from the beginning of the year. So it wasn't a bad decision. Let's just put it that way. It was not a bad decision to get out of that dog. Now, all, you know, crypto kind of follows, everything kind of follows Bitcoin. So as Bitcoin goes up, everything goes up. Not in all cases, but mostly. As Bitcoin goes down, everything goes down. But it's been a pretty nice run since January. And I don't regret doing that tax harvesting now. Now, just anything I sell at this point is going to be a tax hit for me. So I got to be careful with that. Brought in 500 transactions. I'd had a bunch of transactions that were $0 transactions. Not that they were zero, but they were so small that the two-digit rounding rounds to zero. And so brought those in, did some math, cleared it, got some things cleared out. Did a nice job of, for the first time this year, it did a nice job of catching all the transactions and labeling them appropriately. I had to go in and manually label a few, but it got most of them. And I was done. And actually the crypto was the fastest thing. The thing I had worried about the most was the easiest thing. You're going to maybe hear that again in this. The thing I worried about the most actually ended up being the easiest thing in doing the taxes. So hopefully I spent a couple hours that night. I've got to do podcast reporting. For those of you who support me on Patreon. I got to report that income each year. So I've got to do I'm self-employed. Sarah did some 1099 work this year. So we had W-2s, 1099s. We had that, and then we had crypto. And so a little more complicated. I will say this, I'm the most confident I've ever been in doing my crypto taxes this year as I've ever been. I actually feel like maybe I got it right. You know, it's complicated at times. And with all the transactions and microtransactions and tracking gains or losses, gets a little complicated. You know, it's like penny stocks. Most of you don't even know what those are, but maybe some of you do. So TurboTax is what I used. Wasn't cheap. I spent $250 to get all the bells and whistles. I remember when that used to be cheaper. I did Sammy's taxes too. Those are, she has one W-2. You can log in. They have a free, TurboTax has a free plan. If it's not a very complicated tax return, in my case, federal, state, for free. So she got a bunch back and I was able to do that for free for her. So I should probably teach her how to do that. That's one thing I'm still doing for her. And she should probably start moving that on. So if you haven't done your taxes yet, if you have not got to that point, I was unnecessarily putting it off, and a good idea to get in there. There's a bunch. I don't know. What do you use? I'd be interested in hearing what's been working for you. Hopefully by the time you hear this, well, and if you're listening to this as a podcast, we're definitely super close, or it's past. And so what'd you use? Hopefully you got those done. Maybe, man, drop that in the comments. If you're on YouTube, drop in the comments below. Love to know what you used. If it's in the podcast, and you had a good experience or whatever, send me an email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. I'd love to hear about that. I've used TurboTax maybe for the last 6 or 7 years. It's got more expensive every single year. And, you know, it's one of those things. Sammy is not a big, she thinks it's a, you know, the tax companies, it's a conspiracy. They're just going to keep raising the prices, and I'm paying for convenience. There's other ways I could do it. I could do it the manual way. Oh, I'd never get it done. So to me, it's worth paying for, but, I don't know. What'd you use? How'd taxes go? Hopefully you found a good solution for it. I'd also like to know, one of the things I always commit to this mentally at this time of year, that I'm going to track my taxes on a quarterly basis, not report them, but just track them and do some things so that when I get to the end of the year, by the way, we're already a quarter of the way through the year, right? But by the end of the year, hoping that I like that crypto stuff. I could have figured a chunk of that out in January. Why did I get so afraid of it? I didn't know. I won't be afraid next year when we go to it. And actually, TurboTax has a crypto kind of module that you can attach to. It'll keep regular track for you. I may give that a try. Maybe that'll make it easier for me next year, or give me some advice next year. But as part of their software, they've got a little side crypto, and apparently stocks are going to come to it as well. So if you want to track individual stocks, and I don't know too many folks doing that anymore. It seems like everybody's found a different way to do that. But what are you using? What was successful for you? jim@theaverageguy.tv. Send me an email or drop it down there in the chat. There and on YouTube. Love to hear from you. Another thing, let me give you a little health update while we're going here. Remember, men, important that during your physical, for those of you who are of a certain age, maybe a little bit older, or if you're having trouble going to the bathroom, if it's really slow, you know, if you got the old man thing going on, good idea to go in and get checked, get your prostate checked. And of course, you guys know I had surgery back in December. 4 months have passed. It's hard to believe that. Early April, I went in for my post-op, check. I had worried in the hospital when I was being released. The doctor said to me, "Jim, we'll bring you back in 4 months. We'll scope you." And then, you know, and that sentence, "We will scope you." Now, I had been scoped before, you know, put a camera right down the, yeah, it's as uncomfortable as it sounds. Some of you are cringing. God, I cringe. The first time I didn't know what I was in for when they were checking it the first time. And I'm glad they did. That scope led to the surgery. And I'll talk about that here in a second, but that scope led to the surgery. He says, "I will scope you," as I'm leaving the hospital. Thought about that every single night before I went to bed, laying in bed, and I hear the words, "We'll scope you." And I'm like, well, it's not tomorrow, But every single night I worried about that. So went back for the the post-op check. They did an ultrasound, very, very easy, you know, jelly on the belly thing. And they check to make sure my bladder was being cleared or would clear completely. That's that they don't, if you can't do that, you run the risk of a bladder infection. And so, 100%, which is great. Well, point something, point one something, but 100%. So it's total success. I'm actually better than I was before. I might be better than I was when I was a teenager. Let's just be like, I cannot believe the difference from December 4th to April 4th. That time period, my life has completely changed from that perspective. I don't know how to explain it. When you struggle, you know, when it takes you 10 minutes to go to the bathroom, when it's uncomfortable, are you having any of those symptoms? Are you? I mean, is it something you're struggling with? It's okay. You don't have to, don't be ashamed. Certainly don't be ashamed. We're beyond that kind of stuff, right? You don't have to worry about it. It's a thing. It happens. Happens to a lot of us. Get in there and get it checked if that's where you're at. It is so great. I'm like 20 seconds to go to the bathroom now. It's amazing. I have to be really, really careful. It goes so fast, right? And so it's amazing. Like I can't, he said, how you feeling? I said, 105%. It's so much better than it's ever been. So, if you're afraid of that, by the way, I worried that whole time when they were taking my blood pressure, 140/100, and they're like, oh, my blood pressure is a little high. I'm like, cause you're going to stick a scope in me. And I didn't say that. I didn't even say that because I was afraid I would remind them that that's what they said they were going to do. I'm so afraid of this thing. And I worried needlessly. You know, I think about that. I think about the taxes, and they turned out great. I think about that one statement that doctor said to me, and I worried for 4 months. That turned out great. There's a life lesson in there somewhere of, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Although it's big stuff, right? It's never as bad as you think. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm a little, both of those events. And then in the middle of that, I gave blood the other day. We gave blood maybe 2 weeks ago. And when, the phlebotomist that was taking the blood from me treated the needle like a stick shift. She kept monkeying with it in my arm. You know, she kept moving it around, and the thing buzzes. If it's not getting the full stream in there, it buzzes. And so she's literally moving it up and down. Listen, guys, I don't know about you, but her moving that thing around, I lasted, I don't know, 3 minutes. And then I started getting sick, right? I started sweating. And got nauseous and feel us get, and I was like, I'm not going to make it. She's like, I just need another minute. I'm like, I am not going to make it. Now, I give blood every 60 days, pretty much since the pandemic started. That's something Sammy and I have done. I'm pretty good at it. not when the needle is moving around. Another, like, it kind of caused me to rethink. I mean, I came back and told Sammy, I almost passed out. They had to put a fan on me and they put a bag up to my face because, you know, they're like, oh, we don't want this guy to vomit all over himself. I sat there and, you know, I felt bad. They couldn't finish that blood, then it's worthless, right? They can't do anything because they got to go in and they don't have the test vials and some of those other kind of things. So, yeah, they got to destroy it. Which is unfortunate because they took almost a full, you know, a full load, so to speak, full pint. Is it a pint? I think it is, something like that. But they couldn't use it. And I was just disappointed. So anyways, I just come off of that too. And I told Sammy, I'm not sure I'm going to go back. you know, that one bad experience. I'm not sure I'm gonna go back. I probably will. We have a June scheduled time. I'll probably try it one more time before I try to get in the right frame of mind. But all those things I kind of worried about, I should. It's hard when you're going through that kind of stuff, and it's hard to say don't worry about it, because you know, things, there's a lot of things, a lot of apprehension around some of those things. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy. All of that was a little bit of what contributed to me taking 3 weeks off. I had intended to take a week off, and then I got to the second week, and I was just, you know, all that stuff was exhausting me, and the weight of both that appointment and then taxes. And then I got through the appointment, and that was better, but I was still worried about the taxes. So I took a week off. Still didn't do them that weekend. I don't know. I guess I'm not giving any advice. I just wanted to share that story with you and say, I don't know if you're having a rough time, if you're going through some of those kinds of things, if any of that makes any sense. Work has been super stressful. Although I walked away today, I was like, you know, we can do this thing. We can do it. And sometimes you just got to go, head on into it and just get it done. And, maybe not overthink it. So there it goes. Well, Tony showed up tonight. Tony, good to see you. He says, I'm here. John had held me hostage in the Tesla apps and accessories Zoom meeting. Yeah, figures. Well, whatever. It works. Glad that, Tony, glad you're here. I mentioned earlier, congratulations on your new Tesla. If those who follow you on Twitter, maybe you've seen some of those kinds of things, but always great. Tony, thanks and congratulations for that as well. In the show with Aaron, right after we were done with the show, we were talking about the BirdFi bird feeders. She was talking about maybe she was going to look at those, and she definitely is. BirdFi contacted me and said, hey, we heard you talking about this on the show. It's kind of interesting. They listened to it, which is super cool. And they said, would you be interested in trying one yourself? And I said, yeah, I would. And so a week or two ago, the BirdFi hum feeder showed up. It's a smart dual camera hummingbird feeder. We're a little early in the season, just to be honest, here in Nebraska. Again, I live in Nebraska. Generally, early May is about when we get the hummingbirds back. It's actually outside and installed. It's a hefty device, Wi-Fi enabled. You connect it to your phone. It's got two cameras. It's got a front-facing camera and a side camera. So there's the side camera, and then there's a front-facing camera right there. Fairly easy setup. Like anything, any IoT device setup, you connect it to your phone, and you give it the Wi-Fi password, and then when you're on the network, you have access to the feeder. No subscription at this point. And I haven't even loaded juice in it. There was a couple nights that were going to get below freezing, and I didn't want the sugar water freezing in there. So I've left it empty. Seen a few pictures of some birds, no hummingbirds yet. Of course, we've seen a few birds checking it out from there's a line, there's a wire that goes right above it. So the birds are sitting on the wire, checking it out. And, I'm hoping to have some good pictures here in the next couple weeks. We'll do. I'm gonna have Aaron back on in maybe a month or 6 weeks, and we'll go through this plus what she's been looking at. I find it fascinating, and I want to see how the AI works. I need to contact their client support, because it's taking too many pictures at this point, even though I've got the AI involved. So I've got a little bit of work to do to kind of dial it in. Tony says his wife would review that for you. Yeah, not cheap, to be honest. Not a cheap product. I don't have the price right offhand. We'll talk more about that when Aaron is on. I'm kind of at that stage of life too. He says she's at that stage of life. And then Joe, who lives down in Arkansas, he says hummingbirds showed up a few weeks ago. They're making their way north, Joe. So hopefully they'll be here. I'm going to give them some time. I've been looking a long-term forecast over the last, you know, I kind of looked 2 weeks ahead just to see if we have any freezing weather in there. We've had snow as late as the first week of May. So I'm a little hesitant, even with a 2-week forecast, to now. It's gonna be 80 or 90 here on Sunday. So I don't know. Maybe we're out. It's been such a weird winter, right? It's been so warm this winter. We've had some snow. We've had some cold. We had a week where it was 20, negative 20. So it's not like it's not been cold. It just hasn't been as cold as long this winter. The grass is really green. In fact, I need to mow it next weekend. So we'll get the mower out and get the first grass cutting. I need to do some weeding. I've got one of those plunge, you know, weed remover, put it in the ground, turn it, pull the weeds out. Got to go through the lawn, get some of those things done. We'll get the bird fi hum loaded up. I think I'm just going to do the traditional four parts water, one part sugar. You're not supposed to put any red dye in there or anything like that. I could probably just go to the store and pick up. You probably don't want to get the cheapest, but I could probably pick up a mixture. But just as easy to make it yourself, dissolve it in, and four parts water, one part sugar. So watch for this. We'll be checking that out over the next couple weeks. I'll try to get the pictures dialed in on it. It is cool to have two cameras on it. It came with a solar panel as well. So I've got the solar panel installed. And let's see if I've got my phone here. As of right now, it's dark outside now, so you can't, you wouldn't be able to see anything. But if I go to the live view, let's see if we can get this connected. I must have the VPN on. So let's turn that off. And yeah. VPN is on. While I'm on the VPN, it will not connect to it. So I need to turn that off. Got to be on the network. It'll connect. It's showing battery of 80%. It should have charged up today. You can kind of see the back of my house here. I'll show these a little bit. We'll have better pictures. The sun's going down. That's kind of cool. We'll have better pictures when I review it. But there's the two camera angle on the app. And it's got temperature and humidity, so 56 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about right on, so that's cool. And then 25% humidity, so we've been having some really dry humidity. 80% battery. I'm gonna have to dial in this solar panel a little bit. Although it's been taking so many pictures, I mean it's been taking hundreds of pictures. So probably once I get the camera issue fixed. Once I get the camera issue fixed, the battery lasts a little bit longer, but I've got a little bit, some dialing in to do. So maybe not the easiest of things from that perspective and not necessarily working for me right out of the box. I'm going to need to contact their support, figure that out. Guys, while you're listening live, if you've got any questions for me, anything else you want to add to the show, I'm going to wrap this here in just a few minutes. Didn't want to take too much time to get it done. We'll be looking to get Aaron back. I'm going to reach out to Mike and see if I can get him. I literally have nothing scheduled. So I'm going to be working through my list of folks. Really had kind of planned to take the first quarter of the year off just from thinking about it. I just had so many health stuff and trying to figure stuff out. And Sarah's trying to figure some stuff out. And we've just had some stuff going on. Appreciate your patience for, I will say this, the other day the printer stopped working. We have an HP printer. I know not too many people are printing things anymore, but we have a HP, you know, one of those cheap printers, like $50 or whatever. And I had bought one of those knockoff, ink cartridges for it. And they're cheaper. You know, maybe I was there clearancing them for like $13. I'm like, oh, I might as well, you know, what can go wrong? Well, it's a good reminder to not buy those things. Just buy the, I know they're expensive. I mean, I know it's more expensive than gold, but buy the ounce. But just, I had to be reminded again. I had to end up, pull that thing out and throw it away. The coloring cartridge, the one I'd bought, the remanufactured one. Just garbage. They just didn't work out the shoot. We ordered a new one on Amazon. It came the next day. I plugged it in. It worked. It's working perfectly. So just one of those reminders. Do you still have, do you have a printer? Dude, it's always amazing to me. Yeah, we just don't print them. I don't know what we used to print so many things for. We just don't do that. I guess we used to print them because we didn't have a phone with us. Maybe we print maps, or maybe we would print. I don't know. It's so weird to think of that. I don't print anything anymore for the most part. Sarah was doing some stuff. She was putting together some books or something. And she was doing some printing, and it just, I was like, we just don't go through that much ink anymore. Tony says that he thinks his mother-in-law received the cheaper version of this for Christmas, the BirdFi hum feeder. Yeah, this had the solar in it. So $300-$400 maybe for something like, it's going to be cool. I'll have a bunch of pictures. I'll have pictures for you. I'll be checking in regularly as soon as we can get the hummingbirds back up here in Nebraska. Joe said, maybe I can get unrated. Yeah, I need to reach out to those guys at Lime and see if we can get them back on. I continue to use unrate, and I need to, it's probably a good reminder, Joe, to check the changes in their license. I usually keep that dashboard up and running, the unrate dashboard, but I probably need to check that in as well. Joe says the Epson or Canon for the win on the printer. Yeah, I use HP. I just always have. I that's one of those things. Even if this printer breaks, it's cheaper just to go buy a new printer. Now, the ink cartridges that come with the $50 or $75, they have literally like three pages of ink. It's such a racket. It is such a racket. Printer ink. You know, I joke when my son was injured in a skiing accident and they drove him down the hill in an ambulance and the ride was $4,000, right? And this was, he was 18, he's 32. So this was, a few years ago, 15 years ago, but still $4,000. And I joked, what do they use, printer ink for gas, to get down there? Kind of ridiculous, but it's a little frustrating, on that side. It's just, thank goodness we don't have to print a lot. We print a few things. I print when I send rebate checks into Menards. I print the, it's so dumb. I print the rebate thing. I could pick it up at the store, but I print it before I send it in. Yeah, I haven't printed too many other things. I don't know. Throw down in chat out here or in YouTube. If you're out on YouTube, love to see. What are you using? What are you using to print? Tony says his wife is printing it, and the ink belongs to her employer. Yeah, well, if you're doing it for work, that sounds good. Tony says John volunteered both of us to discuss my new Tesla purchase. Well, I'll have to get you, Tony, we'll have to get you back on in a couple weeks here so you can give us the lowdown on all the things that you did with that. So why don't you look at a Thursday, I don't know, in the next couple weeks, whatever, see what's open. I got a fairly open schedule. April 25th, I think, is the only one Thursday that's booked at this point for me. Check it out. Love to have you on, catch up with your Tesla. See how that purchase goes. I hope you are doing well. I hope things are good. Thanks for listening again after a 3-week hiatus of sort. It was really, really, really nice to take some time off. I had a couple weekends with birthday parties, and of course, we do Ask the Podcast Coach on Saturday. Hey, for those listening live, I threw this in the Discord chat. I am on Jeff C's podcast tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central. For those listening live, this won't matter. It'll be done at that point. But if you want to join for that, I threw the link in the Discord group. If you want to join, 10 a.m. Friday the 12th. And we'd love to see you there. I hope you are well. I hope your technology is well. I hope things are going smooth for you. I'm slowly but surely working up towards, before you know it, we'll be in May. As we get to the end of May and early June, we get super busy at work. That's the busiest time of the year for me. And so there'll be some time off in there. And then I'm looking for end of June. I'm going to do the beer and distillery tour here in Omaha last week of the month as we lead into 4th of July. So we've got some fun stuff coming up, and hopefully you do too. If you're listening live, thanks for coming out tonight. I may do a little bit of a post show. If you got anything, if you guys want to throw anything in chat, we'll go with that route. If you're listening to the podcast and you saw the show and you're like 45 minutes, it might even be 40 by the time I do the edits on it. You're like, holy cow, he's never done 40 minutes. Well, I wanted to catch up. I thought it'd be a good week to get a little personal and update you on some stuff. And I hope you and your family and your technology is all well. We are here too. So we are live every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern, out here at theaverageguy.tv/live. If you want to join us, we got some shows coming up. I don't know what they are yet, but we'll get them scheduled. Join us in the Discord group, theaverageguy.tv/Discord. You can leave me a message over at homegadgetgeeks.com. By the way, I let a domain go. I had jimcollison.me that I had been using for my personal blog, and I let it go. I'm not good at letting things go. You guys know. Uyghur could buy something and sell it the next day. I don't let things go. And we let jimcollison.me. Just proud of myself. Letting something go. Throwing something away. Somebody else can have it. The other Jim Collison. There's a real estate guy in Seattle. His name is Jim Collison. Little younger than me. Not as good looking, just to be honest. But maybe he'll buy it. I should have sold it to him. Nah, doesn't matter. But you can check it out at homegadgetgeeks.com. The AverageGuy.tv platform, both web and media hosting, powered by Maple Grove Partners. Get secure, reliable, high-speed hosting from people that you know and you trust. And you know that's Christian. I'll contact him too. We'll get him back on the show. It's time for that as well. Secure, reliable, high-speed hosting. Get it from him today. Plans still start as little as 10 bucks a month. Visit MapleGrovePartners.com. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks for listening again. If you're listening to the podcast, we'll be back next week with something else. And with that, we'll say goodbye, everybody.